If you're lucky like Ali Bonomo was recently, you might catch a whale breaching on Alaska Bay this month.
My friend said that there was whales over at the S-curves, so I immediately went and grabbed my camera and may have sped out there, but I was able to see them. They were kind of far away, but I was able to see the fluke and some spray coming up.
She saw a group of humpback whales, which usually don't come into the bay until late summer. But humpbacks might not be the only ones hanging out there. Right now, gray whales are making their way back to Alaska after mating in California. Their usual route takes them through Unimak Pass, across the Bering Sea, and up into their Arctic feeding grounds. But record-setting sea ice could be stopping them from completing that journey, says biologist Wayne Perryman.
I'll bet that there are gray whales lined up against that ice trying to get farther north to feed. So you could see animals that, you know, have tried to make a move north, have run into ice, and are just, you know, poking around looking for a snack somewhere.
That poses a problem for pregnant females. The whales have already been fasting for 4 or 5 months before making it to Alaska waters. Perryman says that the amount of food the whales eat has a connection to, in human terms, whether they miscarry or not, which might cause some of them to stop to snack in the Aleutians.
So in a year like this, when those pregnant females are up there, they have got to be fat girls if they're going to be successful.
Most gray whales are expected to make their way near Unimak Pass around early June. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.